بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مشارف ابو الشيخ والرومي وقت تبريز زمانه هذا الشيخ كما منقص منور الله مرقده. ٹائٹل از خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لعل بدخشاں نکلا. جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا, دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا. کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا, ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو, ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو. جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاکے گریباں نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے, درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے. شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا, شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا. نعرے شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو, نعرے شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو. نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا, نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا. بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت, بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت. اہل محبت اللہ والا, آفٹر لانگ وی انڈرسٹینڈ ہو از اللہ والا, وین یو انڈرسٹینڈ دین. خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا, خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا. زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے, زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے. حامل درد ہوا, حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا, جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا. ہائے اس قطرہ دریائے محبت کا اثر, جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا, جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا. خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہان اختر, خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہان اختر. دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی
گلستان نکلا جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانو پریشان نکلا دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خارے بیابان نکلا درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو جب کبھی جوش جنوں چاک گریباں نکلا خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا
اس بیوٹیفل بیان اوف آور ونڈربل الاسٹریس زادہ شیخ عارف اللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ who taught us the object and purpose of life to become the very, very special lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this beautiful bayan, Hazrat is explaining what will be the real fruits of that person who understood the object of his life and became a real lover of Allah ta'ala. And to get the love of Allah ta'ala, Hazrat used to say, his Shaykh used to say, you Allah wala banna bahut mushkil hota hai. لیکن کسی اللہ والوں کے ہاتھ پکڑ کر یہ دیکھنا آسان نہیں ہوگا مزیدار ہوگا جس ہولڈ دا ہینڈ آف دا فرینڈ آف اللہ اٹ وونٹ بی ایزی ٹو بیکم دا فرینڈ آف اللہ اٹ ول بیکم انجوائبل سو لائک ان دس پوم حضرت از سیئنگ خاک سمجھا تھا جس نے لال بدخشاں نکلا ویٹ دس پرسن ہو وی آر میڈ فرام سینڈ اینڈ واٹر اینڈ پیپل لک ایٹ دس پرسن لائک این آرڈنری پرسن But he realized his object and purpose of life is to find Allah. And to find Allah, I have to give my life to the friend of Allah. And he gave his life to the friend of Allah. Wa Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, from his prime youth, at the age of 16, 17, in a village, what is Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi. And Hazrat says, what people taught, khak samja, just an ordinary person, sand and water, we all, like many people, don't realize who are the men of Allah. And they'll say, hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. They also men, we also men. What must we give them so much honor? We also men like that. But they are men and they are men. In other words, they are stones and they are diamonds. Which Allah Ta'ala says, when you sit in a company of the men of Allah, then rijal, you'll become men. And if you want to know if you are men, then Allah says, test your manhood. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kama amana an-nas. Check our iman according to the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. In today's time, let us check our iman according to the iman of our shaykh, our mashaykh. Then we'll get an idea what is iman. So Hazrat says, those people who thought this is an ordinary person made of sand and water, lali badakshan nikla. He became the beautiful shining rose of the garden. That the whole garden was empty. We thought he's an ordinary person. Like Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he stayed in the company of his Shaykh from the age of 17, when his Shaykh now told him to start giving bayan, at the age of 40, Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, such people envied him and said, we thought he's an ordinary student, but what a person. La farqa baynaka wa bayna maulana rum. The fire of the love of Allah is in your heart. There's no difference between you and maulana rum Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat says, جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرا وہ پریشان نکلا. A person who doesn't understand his value, that we are the slaves of Allah and we must become the lovers of Allah, and you think that it's my life, I must do what I want to. So these beautiful majalis of the majalis of the Ahlullah, which is like a whole bosom, a whole gathering, and the value of this will only realize when we go to Qabr on the Akhirat in Jannah, then we'll realize the value of these majalis. That the Ahlullah will be in the majlis of Allah Ta'ala. Allah out of the sadqa of our shaykh, just count us. We're not even worth being there. So Hazrat says, if you made an excuse and you try to make excuses like the munafiqeen, they used to come sometimes in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and pretend like they're listening. But then after that, they, what did he say? Ali Azubillah. Make a joke about it. And then they used to make excuses. No, we got this problem at home. So Hazrat says, whatever excuse you make, you don't make a concerted effort to be in the company of the friend of Allah. Put all your other work aside. Put everything aside. Make that effort. But if you don't make that effort, Hazrat says, this taraf nikla, wo hayera, wo pareshan nikla. You will think that, oh, I told my sheikh I wanted to come, I couldn't make it. But Hazrat says, whichever side you made an excuse, and so to say, got freed. You didn't get free. You became hera, you became pareshan. Now you just became worried. You thought I went for a holiday and the majlis is okay, we'll see the next time. But what happened in your life? You became more pareshan. You became more restless. You went for a rest and you became restless. And you came back with bigger depression. As I say, such a person, dil diya ghair ko, jisne bhi wo nada nikla. Kyunke wo jaane chaman, khare bayana nikla. That whoever you gave your heart to besides Allah Ta'ala. And this is a sign that we make excuses not to come majlis, not to sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and not just to sit, but to take the medicine, and to make our zikr, and become like the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, if you gave your heart to anybody else besides Allah, then what a foolish person you are. You, Allah Ta'ala, made you the envy of the garden. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah qad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqweem. In all my creation, I made insan the best of creation. They've got the ability to carry the marifat of Allah, which the heavens and the earth also don't get. Mufassirin explained that why the heavens and the earth, they said, oh Allah, we can't carry this amanat of your commands. Because Allah didn't give them that ability to get that amount of marifat like insan. So Allah Ta'ala gave us that ability. But Hazrat says, if you give your heart to anybody else besides Allah, then you have Allah Akbar. Allah made you the envy of the garden. You are rose, but you became worse than the thorns. Allah save me and all of us. And especially this time of the year, we might think, and we even were doing work of deen, but think I'm free now. Now I must go on a holiday. I must go. You are the envy of the garden. And now you lost your beauty and you became like a thorn. And wherever you go, you think you're enjoying yourself, but you'll come back hairan, parishan, lost. You don't know where you're turning to. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. As the further explains, the results of this is, sari dunya ki khirad aaye fiza hone ko. Jab kabhi josh junu chaake gareba nikla. Hazrat says, that person who gave his life for Allah, and to give your life for Allah, very easy. Like that, a pious person says, oh Allah, your value is so great, it's so great, it's impossible to get you. But you have made yourself so cheap, so to say, just go to one of my friends, and truly, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ibtigha ridwan Allah. Only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah, give me this reality and all of us. Not that I'm connected to the Shaykh or anything. Or I'm a Khalifa. That we'll only know in the Qabr. That truly for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says that now when you sit in the company of your Shaykh and you learn how to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, when that zikr penetrated your heart, now you're like a real mad person in the love of Allah. You're not even really worried of your clothes. You come, your zip, so to say, is open. Your buttons are open. You're not even... So when you came out and to give bayan, and people who thought they were intelligentsia of this world, were they in the deen line also, great, great ulama, when they sat in front of such a person who came out in the mad love of Allah Ta'ala, sari dunya ki khirad aaye fiza hone ko. See, all the brains of all the people of the world, they came. This is the man we must become. Sacrifice ourselves to. And we see, Allah Ta'ala puts what? The noor in their heart. People who have to go for operation or something. They'll ask Hazrat, what is give us advice. Should we do this? Shouldn't we do this? And Allah puts in their heart. And that is why we should see. And then what can be said of the people of dunya who think they are intelligent? Let them come in the company of the men of Allah Ta'ala. And today we see so many people that outwardly they were lost in dunya. But when they came in the company of the friends of Allah, when one bayan they heard, which Mu'ana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, the effect of one manat in the sohbat, the company of the friend of Allah, yad zamana ba sohbat yauliya, better asad sala ta'ad beriya. One moment for the obedience and the pleasure of Allah in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. Because here you get the fire of the love of Allah. When the fire of the love of Allah, which is called ishq, that will save you from irtidad, that will save you from falling into falsehood, etc. Further, Hazrat explained that what you'll get here, dar milta hai tere dar ke bimaro se, shaykh fir sare jahan se bhi meherban nikla. That if you want this real pain, today everybody is worried, I got a heart pain, I got this pain. The real pain that we should be yearning for, which is the best pain, which will take away all the pains of dunya, and that is the pain of the heart. That is that love of Allah. And what is that pain? All the time worry, Allah must not be upset with me. This fiza may be ho, the jahan may be ho, wherever I am, whichever environment, taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paband rahe. That the fear of Allah must be in my heart, out of the love of Allah. And that you can only get when you follow the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says, that does milta hai, where you will get the stain, where you will get this real sickness, people who think they are sick. They are not sick, they are sick in the love of Allah. So they are in a different world, they can't explain that world. And they want to give the sickness to all of us. And this is that bimari, juju dawaliya, bimari barti gai. This is that sickness, the more you take the medicine, and the medicine is like Allah brought us here, to take this medicine which we will get from our Shaykh, the medicine of the love of Allah, the more you may take this medicine sincerely, you want more. You won't want to leave the majlis. You want to come more and more for the majlis. Now you will realize, who is my greatest, that person who did the greatest favor to me, is my Shaykh, Meherban Nikla. He did the greatest favor to me, that he connected me to Allah, not he connected me to anything else. You can, these are the friends of Allah. They don't worry whether you're rich or poor. They're not worried about your properties. They worried about our heart must be connected to the giver of the heart. Allah Rabbul Izzat. And our Dada Shaykh used to say, agar jaan di to di hui usi kaati. If you gave your heart, your life to Allah, it's no big deal. Allah gave you that. So learn to give your life there, back to that great being who knows what's the value of our life. Otherwise, further Hazrat explained, if you don't do this, and you try and escape and go in the wrong direction, that now I must be free, let me have a holiday or something. Nare shahwat nazar aaye andere dil ko, noore taqwa dil mu'min mein daraksha nikla. That thus Allah Ta'ala says, afaraita man ittakhadha ilaha wa hawa. You saw that stupid idiot who made his God his desires. That now this desire, what it will do to you, it will make you like a fire burning. Like many people, Hazrat says, that we say we can't control myself. I just can't. I just look. Hazrat says this is a big lie. This is actually what it's doing. It's darkening your heart. Outwardly it looks like dolled up and all with all makeup and all like a spook. Look at that same woman you were running after middle of the night. You run away. Where did I fall into the step? So come to the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, what is the real, the cure for this? The real cure is, and just puts you into depression and you go to bigger people, psychiatrists to make you more mad. Come to the man of Allah. They'll put noor of taqwa. The noor of the love of Allah when it comes into your heart. Dile mu'min mein daraksha nikla. Now the heart of a believer will become like an enjoyable garden. Everybody will think, you're sitting this time of the year, you're sitting in the masjid, making tilawat, or you're sitting by your chair. They don't know what enjoyment you got. They think they in enjoyment by the in depression. Hazrat says, Baade muddat ke hui ahle muhabbat ki shanakh. Khaak samjata jisse lale badakhsha nikla. Hazrat says, just keep on coming. But our object, ibtigha ridwanullah, to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll see, you come and you take the medicine and take our medicine, whether we in public or private, in our private life also, make our zikr, stay away from guna. Then Hazrat says, after a period, People thought this is an ordinary man. He gives bayan, we heard his bayan. Or this person, he says, goes to the majlis. But Hazrat says, after a long while, people came to know who is this man. He is a carrier of the love of Allah, Ahle Muhabbat. He is the man who's got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And only those who get an inkling of what is the love of Allah, they'll now able to recognize, these are the men of Allah. This is where we should be going. And what, like that, they thought ordinary person, Haq Samjata. He's also in Alim, he gives bayan. But in reality, Lale Badakhshan Ikla. When they realize his value, from the beautiful garden, he became the most shining rose in that garden. That all the roses came to sit at his lap. And all the roses came to benefit from him. So Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat of our Shaykh, and the men of Allah Ta'ala don't want, they must be known also. Our Shaykh at this age say, don't even take my name and say, but you can't help it. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala will ask, where you learn? We learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the best proof. The men of Allah, they taught us how to practice on deen. Today we want to go make our own research. Just follow the men of Allah Ta'ala and then see, we won't get lost. Otherwise, Hazrat says, Zahid-e khush jota, peer-e mugha ke sadke, hamil-e dard-e dil, hamil-e dard hua, ghayr se nala nikla. Allahu Akbar. That person who was in deen, making ibadat, even teaching deen, etc., but he didn't have connection with a friend of Allah. And when he came into a peer-e mugha, a shaykh who has got that love of Allah and that fikr through the sadqa of our shaykh and through the sadqa of the men of Allah Ta'ala, now he is carrying not just the knowledge of kitab, he is carrying the noor of the kitab. He is carrying the noor of Allah Ta'ala. When people see him, they will see the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They will see their path to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and Allahu Akbar. He will be detached from everybody, but he will be calling out the love of Allah throughout the world. Hai us qatra hai darya muhabbat ka asar jisko samjha tha ki qatra hai wo tufaan nikla. Hazrat takes a deep sigh and says, only those people who spend their life in the company of the friend of Allah, that outwardly they got that drop of the love of Allah in their heart. People thought that is just one drop. This man goes regularly to the majlis. He is there, we see he is punctual. But, Darya-e Muhabbat ka asar, from the ocean of the love of Allah, you got one drop of that ocean. Jisko samjha tha ke katra wo tufaan nikla. That you thought this is just one drop. And when he started talking, when the floods and when all the storms and all the winds of kufr were blowing, and like Hazrat is explaining, the winds of dalalat are strong. These people, that drop of the love of Allah, now became a storm that's pushing that storm away. That pushing, and now it's blowing the beautiful winds of hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Let us make tawbah and beg Allah, give us that noor from the heart of our Shaykh. And finally, Hazrat says so beautifully, khar khar samjata jise ehle jahane akhtar, damane fakar mein uske hi gulistan nikla. Hazrat says that sum total of this effort of the love of Allah Ta'ala is, when you give your life to Allah Ta'ala, people thought, and addressing himself, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, but this was the reality of Hazrat, that khar, people thought this is just like a thorn. But when they came to realize that, and the people of the world, they thought that these people are torn. They're putting spokes in the wheel, that they say, we can't go for holiday, we can't go for year, we can't go there. But all, they look like ordinary, simple people. When you came in their company, then you realize what is a garden. When you came in their company, then you realize how to go to Madina Sharif, how to present and sit in the company of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us and out of this reality.